From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement has been a target of criticism from the White House, but the fact that the two countries are still talking about how to improve the pact has the U.S. ag community hoping it survives. According to AgriPulse, both countries are talking about possible changes to CORUS because the Trump administration is unhappy about our nation's roughly $28 billion deficit in traded goods. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says his agency is taking a step back to reset aspects of the Food Safety Modernization Act to make sure the law is sustainable and feasible for states to implement. Gottlieb says they'd like to push back the start of inspections to assess compliance with the non-water requirements of the program's produce safety rule by a year to 2019. According to AgriPulse, the FDA also proposed extending the compliance dates for ag water requirements by 2 to 4 years. A lot of work to support ag trade got done during the second round of negotiations to rewrite NAFTA in Mexico City, but those talks are expected to be tame compared to what's to come in Ottawa and beyond. Industry and government insiders tell AgriPulse that much of the ag work in Mexico focused on modernizing the sanitary and phytosanitary rules that govern trade between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But the governments are preparing to go head-to-head over issues like Canadian dairy pricing that hurts U.S. farmers. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.